Okay, first things first, we've landed in Nairobi and we need data. You know what it's like, can't go anywhere without announcing what we're doing and when we're doing it. So what we're doing, we're in a mobile phone shop and we've just got hold of a couple of data sims and we're being helped nicely by this gentleman here. What's your name?
My name is Samuel Tokore.
And you're telling me that your mobile phone is your bank. How does that work?
Yeah, I can load my mobile with the cash. And I can withdraw it from any shop of Safaricom. And I continue transacting whatever business I want to do with the cash.
So is it only Safaricom that can take money off your phone? Or can you use your phone to pay in lots of other places?
Actually, you can also use the same phone to pay your bills.
Really?
Yeah, cash in the phone, you pay bills, Kenya Power bills, water bills. Yeah, and other many bills that are coming up.
So how do you do it? Do you send a text or do you use a PIN code? Or?
Yeah, there's a code identified to that business enterprise, and then now you bill it. You can even ask the outstanding balance. You can even ask the outstanding amount for that bill, and then now you are able to check off the bill.
And if somebody takes your phone, they can't get the money?
Yeah, they can't get the money.
So do they need a PIN code?
Yeah, they need a PIN code, which is only known to the owner.
And what's your PIN code? I'm joking. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Thank you very much. And here we are walking around with cash. We're so old technology.
Yeah, this new technology. We hear they also want to borrow it in America.
Okay.
Because it is easier to handle cash in that manner.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So maybe we'll all be paying things with our phones sooner than we think.
Very soon.
Thank you very much.
Here it's happening in even rural areas.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.